Now Don Smith joins us as we talk Horton Charger basketball. The Horton boys with the record now 4-12 on the season, three of those wins in the Northeast Kansas League, and almost had another win, the game that we broadcasted last Friday night at Valley Falls. Coach, you led for probably over 90% of the contest and end up falling 59-54, but had a 10-point lead at halftime, still led by three going into the fourth quarter, and didn't give up the lead until the final 90 seconds of the game. And I just thought your guys played well. I mean, they shot the ball well. They took care of the basketball. They rebounded pretty well and certainly defended well. I know a couple plays that you'd like to have back, but you're talking about a top three team that's undefeated in the state in 2A. And was that one of the better all-around games, I guess, you felt like your team played overall this year?
Absolutely. Really proud of the guys. We are definitely a different team from the beginning of the season. You could see that. Defensively, we're just flying around, playing some great D. One of the things that we wanted to do with Valley Falls is make sure they didn't shoot those three uncontested, and I think they did a good job there. I'm really proud of the guys. Offensively, I think, it worked out well. We were getting some guys to hit some threes, so, yeah, it was a good night.
Yeah, I think it hit five threes, really got going there in the second quarter, and most of those threes came from your underclassmen. I mean, in the backcourt, you're so young. Luke McAfee, Gannon Becker each had 12, and Cooper Wishrup had five, so that's, about 30 points by three underclassmen in the backcourt in that Valley Falls game. Where have you seen the most progress from them, just kind of in the confidence and their ability to contribute more on offense?
Yeah. They're putting some points on the board, and that's what we've talked about for the past few weeks. You know, we got to score some points. We're doing that, and, you know, they are maturing. They got a little ways to go. They're young, like you said. Sometimes at the end, maybe decision-making isn't the best, but, you know, we're working on that, and these guys are great. They come in and want to work hard every day at practice.
Speaking of work hard, I mean, Trey Lockwood's just a beast. I mean, I feel like he can kind of single-handedly take over a game sometimes and dominate on the inside. He had 18 against Valley Falls, and then I believe he had 18 points again last night as you beat Jeff County North 33-21. He almost had as many points as you held the JC and Chargers to, but how good, I guess, has he been as a leader and just what he's able to do kind of when he wants to?
Man, he's going to be one that's going to be hard to replace, definitely. He does, like you said. He takes some games on his shoulders when he needs to. He's a great senior leader, and, you know, he steps up wherever he needs to step up, defensively or on the offensive side, so yeah.
Last night, Lockwood made 12 of 15 free throws, if I saw that correctly. But I wanted to ask you about your defense. I mean, I think everybody's eyes opened up when they saw the score of your game, and they want to know the secret to how you held JCN to 21 points last night, Coach.
Hey, part of it was Trevor Ottman. He did a great job defending inside the box there. We wanted to front their big man, and he did a great job. I was just proud of Trevor and the effort he put out.
Well, we look at your upcoming schedule, Coach, as you try to build off that win and kind of keep it going. ACCHS, Mar-Hill, Mouth Academy, Oskaloosa. I mean, you do have the next three games on the road, but you have to feel like the way you're playing right now, you can compete with about anybody. Have you seen the confidence grow a little in the last week with your team?
Absolutely, yeah. They're all excited to get these games going. At the beginning of the season, we kind of struggled a bit, but, you know, we pulled together. We're really coming together as a team now, so we're all excited about finishing out this season and see what we can do in sub-state.
You bet. Well, best of luck in the upcoming games, Coach. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
Don Smith, head man for the Chargers, the Horton Locker Room Chat, sponsored by Sweet Pro Feeds and the Union State Banks.